You're listening to a Mamma Mia podcast.
Mamma Mia acknowledges the traditional owners of land and waters that this podcast is recorded on. Move by Mamma Mia is the exercise app for anybody, anywhere. And in case you missed it, we dropped a brand new stretching collection that can be used to improve mobility and bookend your favourite sweat sessions. Mamma Mia subscribers get unlimited access to Move, and we drop new workouts every single week. If you're on the hunt for movement that makes you feel good, head to move.mamamia.com.au and use the code MOVE10 to get $10 off a yearly subscription.
From Mamma Mia's daily news podcast, The Quickie. Hi, I'm Isabella Ross with your evening headlines for Thursday, June 1st. One Nation leader Pauline Hanson has argued in court that a tweet aimed at Greens deputy leader Maureen Faruqi was not based on her skin colour or ethnic origins. Senator Faruqi filed a federal court lawsuit over a September tweet by Senator Hanson, who wrote that she should quote-unquote pack her bags and piss off back to Pakistan. The tweet was in response to one sent by Senator Faruqi about the death of Queen Elizabeth, in which she referenced colonisation. Senator Faruqi is seeking $150,000 from Senator Hanson in the lawsuit, claiming the tweet breached the Racial Discrimination Act. The matter will next come before the federal court on June 29. A divided US House of Representatives has passed a bill to suspend the $31 trillion debt ceiling until 2025. It comes as the US government is at risk of running out of money to pay its bills. The new legislation suspends the federal government's borrowing limit through to 2025. The timeline allows President Joe Biden and Congress to set aside the politically risky issue until after the November 2024 presidential election. There was majority support from both Democrats and Republicans, and President Biden has welcomed the bill, saying it was the right move to safeguard America's economy. A federal court judge has found Victoria Cross recipient Ben Robert Smith committed a slew of war crimes while in Afghanistan, including the murder of unarmed prisoners. Robert Smith suffered the massive court loss on Thursday afternoon, ending an almost five-year legal battle between the former SAS corporal and three media outlets. The judge found that a number of 2018 reports published by The Age, The Sydney Morning Herald and The Canberra Times were substantially true about a number of war crimes committed by Robert Smith. Reports of domestic violence towards one of Robert Smith's partners were found to have been defamatory. However, the court found this would not have further damaged the ex-soldier's reputation. The judge ordered the three cases of defamation to be dismissed. Australia is looking to regulate the growth of artificial intelligence technologies and may consider bans in areas deemed high risk. The technologies have the potential for breakthroughs in such things as creating new medical treatments and preventing online fraud. However, there are concerns about their safe, responsible, and ethical use. Leaders in the AI space recently warned of the threat it may pose to humanity and likened the risk to that of pandemics and nuclear war. Lastly, Sydney researchers have made a world-first leap forward that could change the treatment of endometriosis and improve the health of women living with the disease. Researchers from Sydney's Royal Hospital for Women have managed to grow tissue from every known type of endometriosis, observing changes and comparing how they respond to treatments. It means researchers will be able to vary treatments from different types of endometriosis, determining whether a woman will need fertility treatments. Experts say the development is comparable to those made in the treatment of breast cancer three decades ago. That's your evening news headlines. If you want more from The Quickie, check out today's deep dive on what money influencers know that we don't. The Quickie, getting you up to speed daily wherever you get your podcasts.